Inside Mac.
To the Inside Mac radio program. I'm your host, Scott Shepherd, and the Inside Mac show is brought to you by Micromat, makers of Tech Tool Pro 4, brand new version. Universal Binary is out. Check it out at micromat.com. DVD XDV, the software to have if you want to take content off a DVD and bring it into some other editing software. Great stuff. You can check them out at dvdxdv.com. MCE Technologies, the place for a brand new MacBook Pro. You can get one already stuffed full of RAM, fully upgraded, ready to go out the door. SuperDrive upgrades, all kinds of great stuff. You can check them out, mcetech.com. And our media partners of Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine at popphoto.com, American Photo at americanphoto.com, CreativePro, the place to get great tips and tricks for creative professionals at creativepro.com, Mac Update, the place for Macintosh software updates, quick, easy, fast, and efficient, at macupdate.com. The official printers of the Inside Mac radio program, printingforless.com. You can give them any file, and they'll print that ink on paper. Great stuff there at printingforless.com. And, of course, our buddy Philip Hodgetts, the digital production buzz. Thursday evening, 6 to 7 p.m., live on the web at digitalproductionbuzz.com. We have a very cool show lineup for everybody today. Lots of great stuff going on in the Mac space. Maybe the biggest one is Bill Gates is leaving Microsoft. But, you know, he probably hasn't been doing anything there for a while anyway. But July 2008, he's gone, and he's already worth $17 trillion. So, you know, Ballmer's been running it, so I don't know if that makes any impact on the Mac space. But an interesting story that we're going to talk to our official host of the Inside Mac Minute daily news program, Dean Orlando, will be joining us later here talking about all the things going on in the land of Mac and Bill Gates running to the hills, and I guess the bovine chased him out. Cool stuff there. We're going to have Philip Hodges on in the first hour talking about all the news in the digital post-production world, production, post-production, pre-production, you name it, all the cool stuff going there. We're going to have Andy Shallot on, the author of the Mac Design Out of the Box, with a cool graphic tip of the week. We're going to have Sam Levin. Little Sammy Levin's going to be joining us with the cool Mac picks for the week. All kinds of great new Mac products coming out there. Then also in the first hour, we're going to have Jeff Young on from the Chronicle at chronicle.com. He is the senior editor for information technology, and it's the Chronicle of Higher Education. And we're going to be talking about what colleges and higher education is doing with iPods, with the Duke School of Business set up an iTunes store, all kinds of cool stuff going there. So we're going to talk about, you know, how people are using iPods with this whole thing with the iPod University and what's going on there. Then in the second hour, we're going to have Simon Walter Hansen on from Mac Jams. Great stuff there. These guys, it's a community site for people who use Macs to make music. He's actually the president of Sling Media that actually runs Mac Jams, and it's pretty cool stuff there. So it's going to have a little in-depth look at how people are using to make the Mac with music, with stuff with GarageBand, Logic, Logic Express, and all the other cool apps that you know, you can use on the Macintosh. Then we're going to have Dina Orlando on with us talking about the news of the week. Cool stuff there. Also, we're going to touch on a few things about the Inconvenient Truth. We talked about this last week, that the guys that actually produced the movie used DVD XDV in the production of the movie, because a lot of the content was shot on a JVC high-def HDV camera. But we'll touch on a few things about that, because that's a story over at Apple, at Hot News site, The Inconvenient Truth, with Al Gore talking about global warming and stuff like that. So, interesting. They're going to have Royal Ferris on from IMSI. Those guys make Macintosh CAD software for the Mac. And we're going to talk about TurboCAD for the Mac, TurboCAD Mac 3D, and CAD symbols for Mac. So cool things there with the whole, you know, design stuff. For years and years, they've had, you know, if you want to do really serious CAD work, you had to use AutoCAD. But now we have all this great stuff coming from ISMI. At ismisoft.com, talking about TurboCAD for the Mac. So this is cool stuff. You're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. I'm your host, Scott Shepherd. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD-XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast-quality video. Video clips from DVD-XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepherd is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by Micromat, makers of Tech Tool Pro 4, brand new out this week, Tech Tool Pro Universal Binary. So now you can run this on your Intel-based Macintosh, fix up all kinds of great stuff, and they actually added some new features. So you can check that out at Micromat.com. Right now we're here with Philip Hodges, the Digital Production Buzzmeister. How are we doing, Philip?
I'm great, Scott. I was about to say that we have to talk about Tech Tool Pro going to Universal Binary because it's one of those tools that everybody in Digital Post needs to have on hand if they're working with Macs. But you've already done it.
Yeah, well, it's just interesting. Maybe to touch on the whole thing with disk utilities is, and I don't know why this is, that people that actually make disk utilities really don't advertise to the digital video professional, but, you know, I would think, personally, that's a key place that people that are using so much disk I.O. usage and are doing so much stuff with their hard drives that they need to keep these things healthy and happy, and I don't know why the people that make this kind of stuff don't really push for the whole digital video market very much.
Yeah, but now I keep Tech Tool Pro and I keep Disk Warrior in my bag at all times and on my computers, around my computers at all times. If I get out of trouble, they usually between the two will get me out of trouble.
Yeah, you know, you're sort of like having a toolbox. You need different kinds of wrenches and, you know.
No, I've got a hammer in my toolbox. That does everything.
There you go. You can fix it with a hammer, mate. Cool.
And actually, we should give props to those guys, too, because converting Tech Tool Pro and a utility like that across for Universal Binary and for Intel Macs is not just clicking the checkbox in Xcode to recompile it. The hardware is all different, and they talk to the hardware at such a low level that they really need to do a lot of work to make it as reliable and problem-free as they no doubt have. And that's a lot of work. It's not a simple change.
No, that's a hard deal. I mean, because we're talking device-level drivers
yeah. And
hardware checking. Like you said, it's not just clicking the checkbox. So kudos to those cats that have been working 24/7 to get that done.
Yeah. Hey, do you like edit tools that are free?
I do. I love free stuff. Tell me, free.
Yeah. Well, this is a free edit tool for, it's called jumpcut.com, but it's an online editing tool. You actually do your editing in a browser. Now, it's a very rudimentary editing tool. It's not going to set, even iMovie in problems or cause anyone to move away from that. But it's a very cool tool for uploading the material and editing your own material or jumping into stuff that other people have shared and mashing it together. It's a real trend online is to mash up stuff that from various places. And jumpcut.com has put their stuff up there, ironically named, I suspect, because a jump cut is something that normally we'd want to avoid in video production.
yeah.
And I suspect that much of the work that's been going to be done with this online tool is going to be less than professional in the goal, but it's probably not the point. The point of this really is to have a little fun place to do this mashup because, gosh, online video is hot, hot, hot right now.
It is now. Did you see the story out that the RIAA is suing people that have included music in their videos on, like, you know, MySpace and YouTube? Even if there's someone doing like a karaoke, they're just singing a song, okay? They're being a goofball and they're doing whatever.
Yep.
They're
yep.
suing these people now because they're using copyrighted music.
I know. I gave them a real, well, slapping around. I won't use the actual term on the buzz on Thursday night. I gave those guys a hard time because it is such a stupid approach. Those dinosaurs do not realize that the mammals are coming. The business model has changed, and they're going to have to change their business model.
Well, let's say someone sees a goofy video on YouTube, okay? And they're like,
yeah.
Hey, that's a pretty cool song. They're going to go out and probably buy it, if not steal it at the minimum.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're probably going to buy it from iTunes or something. I mean, I don't see why. It's like free advertising for the record companies.
Exactly. I mean, YouTube is streaming 30 million videos a day, according to the New York Times on the weekend.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the bandwidth they're using? We talked about some bandwidth stuff the other day, and wow.
I figure, well, when we interviewed David Lear back in the beginning of April, they were doing, I think, 12 million videos a day at that point. I worked out they were about 250,000 a month on bandwidth. And so they've got to be hitting 1 million a month on bandwidth, and they've just got a couple of Google ads on the site. It's a, you know, I don't know what their business model is, but I wish them good luck.
Well, I know that, bandwidth has gotten very inexpensive and you can get a lot of it, but still, that kind of bandwidth isn't still inexpensive.
Yeah, and while you're online, you can actually jump over to VeoTag, V-E-O-T-A-G, and tag your video according to time points. Your video, somebody else's video, a video you find online, and you can sort of say, oh, well, there's a funny, the funny bit really happens at 2 minutes and 10 seconds in, or the there's really something you should look at 3 minutes in, the shot where grandma actually gets on camera on NBC on the rip-off, that's at 2 minutes and 22 seconds into the video. And you can tag stuff like that, which is rather cool.
That is handy. That is fun.
But you do have to be very careful if you're going to upload anything that you do really actually own copyright to any of these online sites, because their user agreements are fairly onerous. They do say that you continue to own your own copyright, and of course they all say officially that you don't upload material you don't own copyright for, but as we well know, a large portion of what's on YouTube and Google Video and Yahoo Video are in fact other people's material from the networks and TV shows. But if you do upload your own material, you grant YouTube a worldwide, non-exclusive, royalty-free sub-license and transferable license to use, reproduce, distribute, prepare derivative works of, display, and perform your submission forever.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's okay for stuff like we're doing with Inside Mac TV. You're doing stuff with the Digital Production Buzz. Now, we want everybody to see it. But if you're actually doing maybe a little short, or if you have some content that you actually put a fair amount of dough out on to create, and you want to use it later, well, you know, you need to think about these issues before you go uploading your video to every site on the planet.
Exactly. I mean, David Lear, who is this talented young filmmaker, had his MySpace, the movie, uploaded onto YouTube, and he didn't want it there. Somebody had downloaded it from him and uploaded it to YouTube to share, but he'd had something like 300,000 downloads the next day. So he's parlayed that into a fairly successful career move for him, which is what people are doing with that material. And I think people are taking copyright material and beefing it up too. There's a mashup that's up there at the moment where the Star Trek and Star Wars worlds are mashed together into a moderately amusing little sequence.
Yeah, well, like, you know, it's open. The box is open. So, you know, no matter what these guys want to do from the RIAA and every other association and trade deal, you know, bummer.
Yeah, the ship has sailed. It's now how do you get on board?
You better swim fast, brother.
Yeah, exactly. And really, a lot of the roles that they traditionally had have been subsumed by low-cost production and, you know, digital distribution and publicity through spaces like MySpace and other online social networking places. They are basically just going to take it over.
Yeah.
We've talked about Celtics in the past. We've talked about Final Draft. They're both sort of excellent scriptwriting tools. There's a new one coming. It's called Montage, and it's screenwriting software exclusively developed for Mac OS X. And so you can check that out at marinasoftware.com. It's not free. It's going to cost, but it's going to cost less than what Final Draft does, which is, of course, the standard. And, of course, it will read and write Final Draft material, so you can mix and match. But it's also tracks, so that's pretty cool. And it's not actually not been a very big news week. Geffen did a nice little KVM extender, so you can actually separate your keyboard and mouse and video monitor up to 6 miles from your computer if you just want to really get away from it all.
There you go. You can go hide.
Yeah, well, so you can put your computers in the machine room so you keep all the noise level down. I mean, you know, when you've got a dozen quads going, they generate a little bit of a fan noise or a noise. So you can just run it all over this little extender, which is not cheap at $2,000. I think I'd almost put it into the oven. And Focus Enhancements have released a Firestore specifically for the Canon XL H1.
Yeah, you know, I've seen another thing going on. If you actually buy an XL H1 right now, Canon will give you one of those Firestore drives for free.
That's because the street price of the XLH1 has come down to about the $7,500 mark.
Really? That low now? Because I know when it released it was, you know, $99.95. It was $10,000.
Yeah, and that's $10,000 with the Firestore thrown in.
Wow, so you can buy it street for $7,500. That thing's mighty tasty. It's a beautiful images off that camera.
That's my favorite at the moment.
Real glass, too. HDSCI. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Mac Show. We'll be back right after a moment here.
Good morning. morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
Momentum for your Macintosh. Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
You wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by DVD-XDV. If you want to take some cool content off a DVD and bring it into Final Cut, Final Cut Express, iMovie, you name it, cool stuff, you can check those guys out at DVDXDV.com. And very cool also, their other product, HDVXDV, was used on The Inconvenient Truth with Al Gore. They use that software for the production of that movie. So pretty cool stuff over there. You can check it out at DVDXDV.com. Right now here with Andy Shallop, the Mac Design Out of the Box author, with his cool tip of the week. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Great, Scott. Great. Doing fantastic. Although it's about 90 degrees down here in L.A. today.
That's not good, brother. But
well,
you're on such a beautiful bluff there that just open the windows up and the cool breeze will just...
Yes, absolutely. In my virtual life.
There you go.
Well, I understand one thing. I heard from a friend of mine who's moving to Seattle that your show is pretty popular up there. He's got someone named Ryan up there who told him that he's undercover in the Microsoft world listening to this radio show. And I just thought that was a great thing that we've got little spies up there in Microsoft land.
Well, I hope we don't offend the guys too bad in Redmond. You know, we like to, you know.
I think I just blew his cover.
Well, that's okay. But, you know, yeah, well, you heard the story. You know, Bill Gates is leaving. He's gone. He's packing up. He's leaving town.
There you go. So there's a niche that we can fill.
There you go.
Listen, I've been writing, back to the business at hand. I've been writing an article for InDesign Magazine, which is going to be coming out in August, September issue. It's really just a sidebar. They're talking about different image asset managers, and they're talking about how Adobe Bridge, you know, when you have a Creative Suite, people use this built-in image manager that takes care of collection and sorting and color management and all that, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's pretty much transparent. A lot of people don't take advantage of it, but they wanted me to look at a few of the other alternatives, so I took a look at Extensis Portfolio, iView Media Pro, and iPhoto, and sort of compared them and looked at what they did and what they didn't do. And, you know, it's pretty funny because when it comes down, you can spend a lot of money on things like Portfolio or a little bit of money on iView Media Pro, but when you've got the Mac, and mind you, InDesign works on both sides, so I have to say, for the Mac people, we have iPhoto. And iPhoto really is one of the best image management applications. What do you think of that?
That's interesting. And what
it's just sort of reification, you know. It sort of makes you feel good about the fact that it holds up, and it's a freebie. You know, if you think about it, it's a freebie that comes with our Macs, and we don't realize you got to tap into the power of this thing. It's great the way it allows you to do soft proofing and make web galleries and immediately export to DVD. All these things that we're starting to take for granted right now, and in actuality, there's something that a lot of people pay a lot of money for. So I just thought maybe people would be interested in reading InDesign Magazine if they get a chance when it comes out. And it's an online magazine. You download they send you the subscription. You download it via PDF.
Wow, that's cool. Free.
Well, no, I don't think it's free.
No? Nothing
really is. Just iPhoto is free, okay?
Well, iPhoto is great. But the article, yeah. Still, I think the magazine is very economically priced.
No, it is. It's very good. For designers out there, I remember we were talking last week about the difference between Quark Express and InDesign, and I told you that I'm pretty much fall under the rubric of an InDesign user. I've been using it now since it came out, really, and I prefer it to Quark Express for a lot of reasons, price being one of them, but also just its convenience and its integration with everything. So I guess my tip of the week is that we can use what comes with the Mac, iPhoto, for a lot of things that on a professional level and get away with it.
Hey, Andy, thank you so much. You can check out Andy Shallot's stuff at...
.com.
There we go, shallot.com. You're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Next up, Sam Levin and Cool Mac Picks. We'll be right back.
Consulting is a new service that offers troubleshooting, training, advice, and technical support to Mac users. Our expert technicians will resolve your Mac problems quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively. We guarantee it. To find out more, visit www.boblevitis.com or give us a call at 408-627-7577. My name is Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis, and I approve, wrote, and produced this message.
And around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by MCE Technologies, the coolest place to get a brand new MacBook, MacBook Pro, already upgraded, fully stuffed, ready to go. Check them out, mcetech.com. Right now, we're here with Sam Levin, the purveyor of cool Mac picks. How we doing, Sammy?
Oh, man, we are doing hot, 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 Scott. And speaking of MacBooks, I just got my MacBook Pro just 2 days ago, and do we have a treat for you. Now, we've got to get these guys on our video podcast, but the company is called Colorware. That's Color, W-A-R-E, ColorwarePC.com. This company specializes in painting your PowerBook or any other notebook. It is smoking cool. It took 2 weeks. I got it back. Now I've got a carbon MacBook Pro. There isn't one like it on the market, Scott. So when I see you next week, you're going to drool. So Colorware takes your PC or PowerBook, even the new MacBooks, colors them to your specifications. They'll do special nomenclature, logos, anything. It's $459 to do the coloring, or you can buy your MacBook or MacBook Pro directly from them. They'll authorize it, or actually they'll warranty it as well. I haven't seen anything like this. This is like a Ferrari, Scott, for MacBooks.
So they actually painted this? It's got stickers on it? What is it?
No. It's complete carbon metallic. It looks like a Ferrari, I swear to you, or a Porsche. And it's a MacBook Pro. The keyboard is all stainless. I mean, it's the same keyboard that you get with a MacBook Pro. But everything else, they actually take apart the entire case and dip it. And they won't tell us how they do this. I think it's powder-coated, and it's beautiful. It's called Colorware PC. These guys are out of Minnesota, and they've done just a remarkable job. I can't wait to have my iPod colorized, and it's just smoking. There's nothing like it. They do stuff for Mercedes, BMW, for their notebooks and iPods and special monograms. I haven't seen anything like it. It's called ColorwarePC.com. And just go onto the website and look at all of the different colors they have available. I love it. We've got to do a video podcast to show people what this is like.
Yeah,
don't be freaked out.
How much is this gig? How much does it cost to have this done?
If you send it to them, which I did, it's $450, or you can buy it as brand new, and they send it to you brand new in the box, just like you were to go to an Apple retail shop, and you select whatever color you want. It's smoking, Scott. Something for if you want to give something to your dad that he has everything, this is the thing to give him. If he has everything, believe me, he won't have this.
Wow, that's cool.
It is cool. And we'll do the video segment because unless you see this and actually pick it up and touch it, it's hard to even explain it. And also because of the painting, it prevents scuffs and scrapes of your PowerBook. I think it's fantastic. I just wanted them to colorize the PowerBook and the Apple remote, you know, the media remote. That they haven't done yet. So it's called colorwarepc.com, and everyone that wants the coolest, coolest colored MacBooks or MacBook Pros, they got to head to this site. Only available online.
Cool, cool stuff there. Sammy, thanks so much for joining us today. That was Sam Levin with his cool Mac picks.
You got it.
We'll talk with Sammy next week. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Cool stuff there. These guys have been doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, I think they'll paint anything. I don't know what they're doing. Like you said, it's probably powder-coated, but pretty cool stuff there. Colorware, they do iPods, so I'm interested to see this carbon, this graphite carbon look. But 400 clams, you know, I don't know. Get something pretty unique and individual, it could be worth it. We'll have to look at it. Cool stuff there. You're listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. Next up here, we're going to have Jeff Young from The Chronicle at chronicle.com. He is the senior editor, information technology, The Chronicle of Higher Education, like I said, chronicle.com. We're going to talk about iPod University. We'll be right back.
Creative Planet Communities present the Digital Production Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Production, post-production, distribution. What's really happening now and in your digital future? The Digital Production Buzz, live Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. Archives and podcast immediately after.
Informal. Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on. Call Scott now at 800-490-0058 or email us at radio@insidemac.com. Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by our media partners, Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine at popphoto.com and American Photo at americanphoto.com. Cool stuff there. Right now we're here with Jeffrey Young. He is the Senior Editor, Information Technology for the Chronicle of Higher Education. How are we doing, Jeffrey?
Good, good. Great to be here.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Now, there's been some, why don't you give a little background on your guys' website and what you guys write about, and then we'll sort of go into this whole thing with the iPod and iTunes.
Great. Yeah, the Chronicle of Higher Education, we're a weekly publication geared mainly for the college audience, but we also, on the Internet, thanks to the Internet, have put together a blog that's free to all called the Wired Campus Blog, where we track, you know, various things going on in the world of technology and colleges, because colleges have obviously been a leader at doing innovative things. And so we have that and our daily coverage of news to higher education in general.
Very cool. Now there's a story that came out here, and this has been brewing for a while, but some of these major guys are starting to jump on this now, that Duke University has set up a own section on the iTunes Music Store.
That's right. And they're not the first to do this. They are the latest. They Duke University's business school, basically, if you've, you know, I'm sure your users are going to iTunes Store all the time, and essentially this is a sort of different section that Duke has some control over the content, what's there, and it's, you know, branded with Duke's business school, and this has lectures that have been presented on the campus and information about the school, and basically colleges are starting to do this ever since in the last few months, because Apple has sort of made a program that any college that comes to them can set up this the section of the store and basically distribute content this way, both either to their own users just internally, to students and folks on campus, but in the case of the Duke project, it's to anyone who wants to come and see the material. And I think the main audience that I've heard from talking to folks at the college is for alumni and folks that are already connected to the school, and for those who might be interested in the school, because as you might guess, it's sort of a good public relations outlet for them to sort of get the word out about what's going on, because through that you can download audio and sort of hear and even see video, because they have video of some lectures to see what's happening there.
Now this is all, you can actually access this, even if you, like you said, you don't go to Duke, you can actually get to this site.
That's right. But one important distinction for most of the colleges, and there are many, it's more than a dozen colleges that now do have some material through the iTunes store. These colleges, for the most part, are not making their own courses. You know, like if we paid tuition and went to Duke, we would get to go to courses, the classes and those lectures. But we can't get those if we're not on campus. But and at Duke, it's the same way. But what they do have are more like public lectures that you might be able to go and see if you were visiting the campus. But in this, lets anyone, even if you're not at Duke, go see those lectures. And so it's the kind of tradition that colleges have had, where they, you know, do bring great thought leaders, in this case in business, that might come to campus and give talks. But now they can have a much wider audience for those types of lectures.
Yeah, very interesting there. What have you seen? You know, this trend going on now that they're actually taking all this content and pushing it towards the iPod.
Yeah, well, there's this word that's kind of buzzed up lately called course casting, where, because in some cases colleges are using the iTunes store, but only for users on campus, like actual students, to make lectures available after the fact, so that, let's say you are a student at a college that's using this, and you've missed a class, or you went to the class and you want to get the lecture after the fact and sort of review what happened. Well, the colleges are making these downloads available through iTunes or some other method, and then a podcast, and then the students can just subscribe to it and get it every time, or else go and pick off that course they missed or that they want to review, and they can put that on their iPod or even listen to it on their laptop, but take that with them on the go. And a lot of professors seem pretty, and universities seem pretty excited about this as a way to sort of put the content where their students might be excited about it, because there is such a buzz about iPods and using computers on campuses.
Yeah, now what do you think about these other stories that came out about a survey that beer is more popular? I mean, the iPod is more popular than beer.
I know. The way you said it was the way you'd think.
Yeah.
That beer would be more popular. But yeah, the Student Monitor does this survey, and they do it every year about sort of what the students are keen on, and it seems interesting. Apparently, it's almost never happens. It's usually beer wins the day, and they said, I guess it's been many years since it hasn't, but this year iPods were top the list. So it does sort of indicate that there really is some love for these devices on campuses.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think that an iPod would be more popular than a alternate types of entertainment.
It does seem a little surprising.
Tell me about your thoughts with other people with, you know, the whole use of the iPod and things that are going on with the whole iPod world. It's pretty amazing with the education, how they've actually grabbed onto this now and using it as a delivery method.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I just, a quick note that the colleges always stress is that, of course, it's, if you don't have an iPod, you can still get to a lot of this content, but of course, when they're using iTunes, they are sort of, I mean, that sort of works best with the iPods. And as far as I think that colleges are really interested in portable devices right now. They were really early to get into laptops, a lot of colleges were. Some colleges have required, you know, students to bring laptops at certain colleges for a long time, even before they were as popular as they are now. But now, of course, college students seem to just bring a laptop as a matter of course. And it seems like as iPods come into the backpacks of students, colleges are very interested at what they can do to try to get an educational use of the device. As well, since the students already have them, is what I hear a lot. It's sort of like, well, since they're going to use them anyway, what can we do to sort of help deliver some educational material and fit into their lifestyle, the college experience?
Yeah, that's great. Tell me about other things that are going on over at the at your guys' website, at the Chronicle, on your Wired Campus blog. There's other stuff you guys talk about too.
That is true. We don't just talk about that. Well, we're tracking a lot of issues right now. I mean, certainly we're watching that Google Book project very carefully, as your viewers know, Google has set up a deal with several university libraries, and what they are trying to do is actually scan the entire contents of a couple of these libraries, like at the University of Michigan, and make those books completely searchable. But some publishers have cried foul because they say that some of these books might be in copyright, and if Google doesn't get permission first, they say that would be illegal. So there's an interesting battle going on there over copyright, but of course a lot of interest too in what that library would be like if every book millions of books. I think there's over 7 million in Michigan's library were on the system on Google, and just you could search them. So that's something we've been watching. And the book is an interesting segue back to the iPods, too, because one of the things that people are sort of speculating about right now is whether the new iPod that might come out next would have more of a book function or book reader sort of functionality built into it. And if so, whether things like the iTunes U projects that have been going on in colleges might end up being a distribution network for textbooks or other books, and whether book content may be another thing that might end up coming to these devices in the future.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff going on here and all this new technology. I mean, you just think about them scanning a whole library.
It's
crazy.
I'm not sure, though. I mean, it remains to be seen whether people really will read large amounts of material on a portable device like an iPod or even a laptop. So, you know, if you're reading a 100-page book or a couple hundred-page book, that seems like a different experience than a lot of us have had with reading on screen.
I don't know. I mean, I personally prefer paper if you're going to read something like that. You know, a few page, 10-page PDF or something, that's cool. But I don't know. It's just something with paper and holding it, and it's different.
And the book readers, they're always claiming the next generation is going to be better and more like paper, but I guess we'll be watching that too.
Yeah, definitely true. And so what else? Tell me some other things going on over here at the Chronicle with you know, technology and education. I see there was an article out earlier this week from Business Week about taking the Mac to school. They're recommending that people buy a Mac to go to school with.
I'm hearing that Macs are making somewhat of a resurgence on campus. Our coverage shows that actually the percentage of people owning Macs is a little bit higher on campuses than in the larger population. But still, you know, I'm sure Apple would like to grow it, and I'm sure some of these efforts with iTunes are part of that.
Sure.
Another issue we've been watching, of course, is the whole Wikipedia phenomena.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff. Now, Jeffrey, how do we get more information on our website? We got about 15 seconds here, buddy.
Okay.
So you go to the Chronicle.
We're at wiredcampus.chronicle.com is our technology forum, and also chronicle.com is our publication.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
we'll be right back. If you want to keep up with the world of Macintosh, there's only one place that will provide everything you need to know, and always first. MacMinute.com is a leading source for up-to-the-minute Mac news. Updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, MacMinute has all the news and industry information weeks before the magazines. Why be the last to know when Mac news breaks? Visit MacMinute.com.
Inside your life.
Business. Your home.
Inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
With Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by Creative Pro, the place to go find out all the cool information about creative design software for the professional. Go Live, InDesign, Dreamweaver, Photoshop, you name it. They got the cool tips, all the great stuff going over there. Check them out, creativepro.com. So we just had Jeffrey Young on. Jeff Young from The Chronicle at The Chronicle. It's actually chronicle.com. He is the senior editor for information technologies for The Chronicle of Higher Education. And they have some articles over there going on with, like we were talking about, it's just amazing that all these schools and universities now are taking the iPod and you can actually use it to learn with. It's very cool stuff that these people are doing this deal. Now they have their own little iPod deal. And I actually popped on over to the website within, right inside the iTunes Music Store for the Duke University. And there's some cool stuff up here. Like you said, you know, you can't get class stuff. I guess there's some kind of special logon if you're a student there. But there's, you know, different speeches, speaker stuff. You know, the Duke NBA marketing experience, it's got 8 tracks in it. It's pretty cool stuff. So, you know, these are actually like hour-long video. And there's audio with them too, but pretty neat. Neat stuff there. And you can actually subscribe to it or just get the tracks or whatever you want. So they're pretty cool stuff going on with the whole iPod and higher education. Still amazed that the beer rate's, you know, lower than an iPod. But, hey, iPods are cool. Not everybody drinks, so, you know. Next up here, in the second hour of the Inside Mac radio program, we're going to have Simon Walter Hansen on. He is the president of Sling Media. We're going to talk about one of their websites called Mac Jams. a community site for people who use Macs to make music. So cool stuff there. Talk a lot of stuff about GarageBand and loops and mixing stuff together and making music and just jamming. So it's pretty cool. You can check that out at macjams.com. We're going to have Dean Orlando join us, the host of the Inside Mac Minute, the daily news program of the Inside Mac Radio Network. So you can check out that. We're going to have Dean on talking about all the cool things going on in the news this week. All the happening stuffs. Bill Gates is leaving Microsoft. Still amazing. But, you know, I mean, they say he's still in day-to-day operations, but is he really in day-to-day operations? I think he's more concerned with helping people and giving his money away. You know, the guy's got a lot of money. And he makes a lot of money. He's giving a lot of money away to charitable stuff, so he wants to spend more time, you know, giving his dough away. And I guess that's all good, you know. Cool stuff there, so you got to give them kudos for that gig. That's cool. So they'll let Bomber run it. Maybe they'll just bury that thing right in the ground. You never know. But you can check it out. There's a bunch of links up there, I think. You go over to Mac Minute, the official news source of the Inside Mac Radio program. You go over to Mac Minute and check out all the things going over there. Cool stories. Apple also, and we're going to talk about this with a... With Dina later, but there's a new Bluetooth update, so you might want to check that out. Do your software update and see what's going on there. Brand new Bluetooth upgrade. And also, Apple's added a new Jampack samples for .Mac members. So if you're a member of .Mac, you can get the World Music package added to GarageBand. Pretty cool stuff there. Free sampling, 400 Jampack loops, 100 loops each from the all-new World Music Jampack. Symphony Orchestra, Remix Tools, Rhythm Section, all kinds of cool stuff there, so you can just jam out to the world tune. All you need to do is be a .Mac member. Usually $100, and I think you can find deals online for around $69 or $70. So, pretty cool things there. You've been listening to the Inside Mac Show. Like I said, on the first hour, we had Sam Levin with his cool Mac picks. We had Philip Hodges doing the Digital Production Buzz Weekly Post News. We had Anthony Shallett talking about his design tip out of the box deal for the week. And of course, we just talked with Jeffrey Young, the Senior Information Technology Editor for the Chronicle of Higher Education, talking about iPods and higher education. I'm your host, Scott Shepard. Next up here, Simon Hansen from Mac Jams after our open. Then we're going to have Dean Orlando on, the host of the Inside Mac Daily Minute. And also we're going to have Royal Ferris on from ISMI talking about TurboCAD Mac, TurboCAD Mac 3D, and CAD symbols for Mac. I'm your host, Scott Shepard. You can find out more information at www.insidemacradio.com. We'll be back in a few moments. Do you want to find Macintosh software updates faster? Do you want to do this without paying a yearly fee or a site bogged down with tons of advertising? Do you want your software update site to offer you a free membership featuring custom watch lists, email update notifications, custom layouts, and more? Do you want to have the latest 15 Macintosh software updates streamed to your menu bar? Now, do you really want to know who this great website is for the best Macintosh software updates on the planet? It's MacUpdate.com. Check out MacUpdate. Visit www.macupdate.com.
You are Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac Radio Program. We take a lighthearted look at all things Macintosh, and the Inside Mac Radio Program is brought to you by Micromat, makers of Tech Tool Pro 4, the preferred disk and system utility for Mac OS X. You can check them out at micromat.com, brand new version of Tech Tool Pro 4.5.1 Universal Binary. Check that out, micromat.com. DVD-XDV, the coolest software to pull content off an MPEG-2 DVD. A DVD is MPEG-2. You can take this content off your DVD, bring it back into iMovie, anywhere you can use a movie, any kind of content. There, check them out, DVD-XDV.com. MCE Technologies, the place to upgrade the SuperDrive in your PowerBook, G3, G4, towers, 16X dual layers, you name it, cool stuff. Also, an Apple authorized reseller, so you can get a fully upgraded stuff to the gunnels, MacBook, MacBook Pro, right from MCE, full warranty, or an iPod, whatever you need. Check them out, mcetech.com. And our media partners, a popular photography magazine at popphoto.com. They got a brand new website, going to hit here any day, very cool stuff there. American Photography, American Photo Magazine. Check them out at americanphoto.com. Very cool podcast by our buddy Jay. Check them out, americanphoto.com. Creative Pro, the place to get all the tips and tricks. If you're a creative professional using Dreamweaver, Go Live, InDesign, you name it, these cats have it all. Great, tons of cool stuff. There's even a news list you can subscribe to, and you'll get tips into your mailbox every day. Neat stuff there, Creative Pro. MacUpdate.com. MacUpdate, the place to get software updates for your Macintosh. I mean, there are certain ones that you can get from the software update preference pane in Mac OS X, but you don't get them all there. You only get the Apple ones. So if you want to make sure your Mac is happy and healthy and updated and everything's cool with the newest versions, check it out at MacUpdate.com, the official printers of the Inside Mac radio program. Printing for Less is a real ink-on-paper printer, not a digital deal, not a big photocopier, real offset printing, ink on paper. Give them any file, from Word, from iWeb, from Pages, from whatever. Doesn't matter. They will print it. Cool stuff there. Printingforless.com. And, of course, our buddy, our correspondent, Philip Hodges, the Digital Production Buzz Show, Thursday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. on the web at digitalproductionbuzz.com. And the podcast shortly thereafter. Cool stuff, all kinds of great news, tips, and information for the creative professional. Cool stuff there. Another thing here I want to touch on real quick is our buddy Chris Perillo at chris.perillo.com. They are doing Gnome Dex. Gnome Dex is coming up here. It's a conference every year. I think they're doing it all in Seattle. As a matter of fact, I'll give you the dates here in 1 second. But they're having Senator John Edwards as the keynote speaker for this year's Gnome Dex. So that's pretty cool stuff there. You can go over to, I'll give you the link here, actually. Well, Gnome Dex is version 6.0. A lot of stuff going on there. A lot of Mac guys there. And it's June 29th through July 1st. And this is at the Bell Harbor Conference Center in Seattle, Washington. So it's a pretty cool gig. There's a lot of guys doing a lot of blogging there. There's live, live stuff going on. Pretty neat. It's a very geeky type deal, but it's very cool. Chris Perillo, former host of Call for Help on Tech TV. Does some of his own stuff, and actually looks like Microsoft is one of his sponsors. So that should be interesting. See how the whole Mac deal works in with that. But you can check that out at Gnome Dex. That's G-N-O-M-E-D-E-X, GnomeDex.com. And like I said, just in from Chris here a few seconds ago, Senator John Edwards, keynote speaker. So very neat stuff there. We'll get Chris on actually next week, talk about Gnome Dex, because it is a cool deal. You're listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. Next up here, we're going to have Simon Walter Hansen from Mac Gems. He is the president of Sling Media Incorporated. And Mac Gems, a community site for people that use Macintoshes, Macs, Apple products to make music, i.e. Mac Gems. Cool stuff there. I'm your host, Scott Shepard. You're listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. We'll be back in a minute.
Thanks so much for listening to Inside Mac Radio. Isn't this great? Hey, it's David Lawrence, and I'd love if you would listen to my podcasts as well. I've got two of them. One is a podcast for my countdown show, the Net Music Countdown. You can get it at feeds.feedburner.com/NMC. And then I have a second one for those of you that listen online tonight or the David Lawrence Show. We've got the nightly podcast, and that you can pick up at feeds.feedburner.com/PN. So there's two of them for you. And now, back to more of Inside Mac Radio.
Macintosh for the new millennium.
This is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac.
Get on live now at 800-490-0058. Or email us
at radio@insidemac.com.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by the Digital Production Buzz of Philip Hodges. Do you want to learn all this cool stuff about post-production, production, distribution, all the cool stuff going on in the digital realm of entertainment? You can find that out at thedigitalproductionbuzz.com. Right now, we are joined here by Simon Hansen. He is the president of Sling Media, and they have a very cool website called Mac Gems. How are you doing, Simon?
Scott, doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, no problem. Now, tell us first off about your company, and then let's talk about Mac Gems. Tell us what Simon does.
Cynic Media, we're sort of a group that holds some media websites, Mac Jams being the primary one. We also have a record label that supports the artists on Mac Jams, Cynic Media Records. And so it's kind of a small organization that we're helping independent musicians get their music out, get heard, and make some money.
That's cool stuff there. Now let's talk about Mac Jams.
Okay.
This is a website dedicated to people doing music on the Mac.
Yes. We started out 2 years ago, January 2004, when Apple introduced GarageBand software for the Mac. And Yeah, we were primarily, focused on Mac musicians, but I think you call them heathen boxes or something. You know, we do allow people who run PCs to come in and mingle and share their music, too. But, yeah, we primarily focus on Mac musicians right now.
There you go. That's cool stuff. I mean, you know, we can't entirely fill that, you know. We feel sorry for the guys that have to run Windows, and hopefully someday they'll come across the right deal. And you know, now with a MacBook and a MacBook Pro, you can do everything. So, you know, you can run the nasty Windows stuff you have to run at work, if that's what you
that's
need to
right.
do, because the IT department won't let you run a real machine. But then you can just reboot it and just jam out and make cool music on your Mac.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I'm sure one of these days Steve Jobs is going to call me up, because we've had, several hundred converts, you know, switching from Windows over to Mac, just, you know, from hanging out in Mac jams and, learning about GarageBand.
That is cool stuff. Now, give me the sort of the focus here. I'm looking at the site. You guys have a very active forum with lots of stuff going on. What do you guys actually, do you guys mainly concentrate on stuff with GarageBand, or do you get into, like, Logic Express and Logic and Reason and Pro Tools, and how deep do you guys get into the whole, music creation stuff?
Sure. Well, basically the content that shows up in the forums, that's basically contributed by our users. So, you know, whatever the people making music are interested in, that's where the focus is. A lot of the people there, you know, are kind of on the newer end getting into making music, so GarageBand is a great piece of work for them. So, you know, a lot of questions are, you know, how do I use this plugin? What's a good microphone? You know, why doesn't GarageBand do this time scale? Blah, blah, blah. But, we definitely do have some people that have started on GarageBand, upgraded to Soundtrack, upgraded to Logic Pro or Pro Tools, and, it's just a progression.
So, you know, how have you guys seen the increase in traffic or the people actually talking on the forums about using GarageBand for the whole podcast deal since they added this into the latest version of, GarageBand?
Sure. Well, you know, when Apple started bundling in the capabilities to do podcasts straight from GarageBand, of course, there was a resurgence of, you know, Google searches for, you know, podcasts and GarageBand. And so, yeah, there was an increase in traffic, you know, from that, but, you know, it kind of, I don't know, want to call it a fad, but, you know, to host a podcast, I mean, you need servers, you need bandwidth, you need to put down some money. But a lot of people are just interested in, you know, putting together, you know, a couple songs. They want a place to share with people, and so, you know, Mac Jams facilitates sharing music with people and, getting feedback and helping them improve.
Now, tell me about, you guys actually supply some free stuff for actually musicians that want to do, put their stuff on the web.
Definitely, yeah. You know, it's very, I don't want to say complicated, but, you know, it takes some effort to put together a website, you know, put your music up there, get people to go to it. You know, what Mac Jams, we kind of aggregate the listeners and the music makers together. So, you know, you're looking for music, you come to Mac Jams, and you've got, you know, right now we've got over 13,000 active songs that you can listen to, you can download, put on your iPod, you know, fill your iPod to the brim, all for free.
Yeah, that is cool stuff there. Now, tell me about the whole music download section. Are these songs that members of Mac Jams have submitted, and it's cool that people can get them, use them, and do what they want? I mean, of course, you wouldn't want to put them into an album and try to sell the stuff, but is it pretty much what you would call, like, royalty-free music? Guys would just turn over and say, hey, I'm digging this, I'm just going to give it away?
Right. Well, Scott, that's a great question to ask, because we basically, well, part of our requirement for a song upload is that you select what's called a Creative Commons license, and you can find out more about that at creativecommons.org. But what that does is it gives the user an idea of what the artist's intentions are for the music. So there's several categories. You know, one is share alike, and you can basically do anything you want with it. Some require attribution, so, you know, you need to give the artist credit if you use the song. Some are for non-commercial use, so, you know, you can use it for anything except for, you know, putting in a movie or redistributing it for money. And this really allows both the listener, the consumer, to come in and pick out, music that they want to use for a project or just listen to. But, yeah, for the most part, the intentions of the artists are there, available for the listener to
That is so cool. Tell me, you guys also have access to, you guys do some loop hosting, and there's ways to get loops. If you're playing around in GarageBand or Logic or one of these other programs that let you do a loop type work, Soundtrack Pro. Tell us about the whole deal you guys have going on with the loop deal.
Yeah, you know, like you mentioned, we do host free loop packages. A lot of the loop manufacturers out there, you know, they want to get people interested in their products, and you know, what a great way to do that than to give away, you know, a small selection, get people interested, and then, you know, hopefully they'll come back and buy more. And, you know, definitely when you get GarageBand, there is a good mix of loops, but any seasoned GarageBand user can very quickly pick out, you know, a lot of the loops that get reused. So, you know, definitely getting new loops and loop packages is a great way to expand and make your music unique, and that's, you know, one of the nice benefits that we offer at MacJams is free loops.
Yeah, that's cool. And then, like you said, you know, loops is almost like, you know, think about it like if you were doing desktop publishing in the 80s. It's like collecting fonts.
Yep, exactly.
You got to have millions of them. You know, you want every one you get your hand on because, like you said, the more access you have to, you know, more tools, and, you know, loop would be a tool to someone creating music.
Sure.
You know, pretty cool.
And, you know, I think maybe an even better analog to, like, fonts is these sort of software instruments that people make available, like, at one time, there was no really good French horn-sounding software instrument. You know, a software instrument is something that, if you have a MIDI interface, you can play on a keyboard, play on some sort of MIDI interface, and it will generate those sounds for you.
Yeah, this is such cool stuff. Now, Simon, more information, we can go over to macjams.com. That's where everybody can find out, hook up with your stuff. And then you also have a link back to your guys' main website, correct?
That's right. Stop on by. Say hi. MacJams.com.
Simon, thank you so much for joining us today. That was cool stuff. You definitely got to check it out. MacJams, www.macjams, MacJams.com. We'll be right back.
The Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California is home to the world's largest collection of computer-related artifacts, including rare and one-of-a-kind objects such as the Apple I, the 20th anniversary Mac, and the Palm Pilot prototype. For tours and events or more information, please visit www.computerhistory.org or call 650-810-1010.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepherd is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by Printing for Less, the official printers of the Inside Mac Radio program. If you need something printed, business cards, flyers, brochures, catalogs, doesn't matter what you've created in, even as far back as Mac Paint, these guys will take any file, anything, and print it. Very cool stuff. Gotta love it. Check them out. PrintingForLess.com.
I bruised up resume?
Yeah.
But then again, who'd want to do that?
Well, hey, you know.
Where did this voice come out of? Nowhere. From?
It's the voice of Inside Mac.
Hi, Scott. I've got your news report all queued up. Dino Orlando is on location at my South Bay San Francisco News Talk station. This is somebody that your audience doesn't know, but we're co-workers together. And she's borrowing News Talk 1220 KNTS in the San Francisco Bay Area this afternoon to hook up with you for via ISDN and Zephyr to do your news.
That's great. We're here with Dina.
I'm such an on-air hog that I wanted to be on the show, too.
Well, you should be, and you will be more often, too.
It's my radio station, so I'm just jumping in.
There you go. And like you said, you want to check out your radio station at
1220KNTS.com.
See, there you go. I would have sent him off somewhere else.
No doubt.
Thank you, Arthur.
My pleasure, old sport.
Yes.
Thanks, Art.
Hello, Dina. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you.
So tell us about all the cool things happening in the world of Mac News. You are now the brand new host of the Inside Mac Minute. This is a daily news program that's partnered between Inside Mac Radio and Mac Minute.
That's correct.
And you're the host, and there's been stuff up on iTunes all week, and you're just jamming along. Everything's just rocking. And tell us, what's happening in the world of the Macintosh?
Well, actually, this is the world of the Microsoft.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I'm glad they're giving him
big
the boot.
Story.
Yeah. Well, there was big news in Microsoft as Bill Gates announced that he's stepping down. He wants to spend more time with his foundation, which is now the world's largest charity, committing $10.5 million in grants aimed at global health, education, and poverty. This isn't your usual 2 weeks, though. On the contrary, Gates has given a 2-year notice. As of July 2008, he will work part-time at Microsoft as chairman and technical advisor and will devote full-time to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. At that time, the company's chief technical officer, Ray Ozzie, will take the title of chief software architect and begin working side-by-side with Gates on all technical architecture and product oversight responsibilities. Gates had the investors in mind by prepping them about his departure, but Microsoft shares did fall about 0.4% overnight sharing.
Yeah, but they've been so flat for so long, I think Microsoft's in this big stagnant spiral downward deal.
What does 0.4% add up to if everybody had to sell tomorrow, though, of a company that large?
What are you going to lose? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's virtual bucks now, as long as you're not cashing in, but man, that's some dollars.
It is a lot if you add up the whole thing total, because yeah. Bill split. But, you know, really think about it. I mean, does it matter?
No, especially not to us.
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, really, in the whole scope of the picture, no. I mean, Ballmer's running the company. Exactly. And, you know, Bill's got input, but you always see Bill doing demos at, like, big trade shows and Windows crashes.
You know? Point taken.
So I guess it'll just keep him from being embarrassed anymore.
Exactly.
I wonder how many iPods he owns, though. He did an interview somewhere, and someone asked him, what's on your iPod? He's like, I don't own an iPod. Yeah, you do.
No, he doesn't own one. He owns a Gross.
Yeah.
There's one in all 128 rooms of the place in Redland.
Right.
Exactly.
Crazy stuff there. But hey, you know, it's cool that he's doing his foundation. He's giving his money away. So, you know, the cat's cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, good stuff.
The other story, the Canadian Automobile Association is calling on provincial government in Canada to adopt strict rules that would make it against the law for younger drivers to use MP3 players along with cell phones and other portable devices.
Oh, man.
They're claiming that it makes you a more dangerous driver. The music is coming.
The music's coming, so we're coming to a break here with Dino Orlando, the host of the Inside Mac Minute, and also by the program director and manager over at KNTS, Art Morrison.
It was fun, Scott.
It is fun, but stay tuned. We're coming to a break. We're going to be right back. We have more fun coming up. You're listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Inside your life,
business,
your home,
inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepherd.
With Scott Shepherd.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by the Digital Production Buzz. We talked about that earlier. We're going to talk about it again. You can check it out, thedigitalproductionbuzz.com. And, of course, also Mac Update, the coolest place to get Macintosh software updates on your Mac at macupdate.com. We're joined right now by Dino Orlando, the host of the Inside Mac Minute daily news program.
Hello.
And our buddy Art Morrison.
Is Degenerate extraordinaire. You don't have to intro me, guy. They don't know. They don't care who I am. You know what I mean? I run a station in San Francisco that you happen to be borrowing this afternoon. But thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dean Orlando's here looking lovelier than ever, by the way.
I bet she is.
She's having a great hair day, and I'm not trying to diss her here or bag it. It takes her 30 seconds to put those headphones on when she's having a good hair day. Do you
don't
want to
smash the hair.
Wow. Okay. I just want to paint the picture as an accurate broadcaster for your show.
That's it. You are painting the picture very mm-hmm. well. It's mm-hmm. just... Yes.
All right.
Smoking hot today, right on. So, Dina, tell us, we've got Bill Gates running to the hills. He's with the bovine. They split.
Yes.
What else is happening in the Lando Mac?
Well, as I was saying earlier, the whole banning iPods while you're driving. To continue the story, the iPods are being blamed for bad drivers, even though there's no conclusive evidence that shows that they are dangerous for drivers. But a study released by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said all forms of distractions are collectively responsible for as many as 8 out of every 10 crashes, as he said. This guy he's the CAA president, David, I can't pronounce this last name, Fluelling, I believe it is.
Yeah, he's a game show host in Canada.
There
yeah.
you go, David Fluelling.
CBC, I'm Dave Fluelling. Well, and welcome to What's the Price of Your Duck?
There you go.
Fluelling feels that driver distraction is the biggest unreported traffic safety issue in Canada, and he wants to eventually make iPods off limits for drivers and cyclists.
Oh, can't we do that here?
I don't know. All I know is when I have the iPod in my car, I'm distracted, and I've almost killed many people. So I believe what they're telling you is the truth.
Oh, it's true. Give them a cheeseburger and an iPod, and they'll take out hundreds.
Yeah. It's almost like, never mind. Go ahead, Dina. What's the next story on today's agenda in the world of Macintosh?
Well, ABC Family is planning to promote its latest U.S. TV series, Kyle XY, through the deal with iTunes. A free preview of the show pilot will be available on iTunes 6 days before the show even debuts on TV. After the preview, the show will cost you the usual $1.99. But the president of ABC feels that a preview on iTunes creates buzz and will increase awareness that will drive more viewers to the premiere on June 26th.
Wow. That's more cool. More. I mean, now you're showing that, you know, iTunes, they're actually using it as a marketing device. Besides, you know, they give a little free nibble away, but pretty cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The next one, not too much into racing, but Mopar.
Mopower, Chrysler boys.
That's it.
The supplier of parts and accessories for Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep vehicles has joined the ranks of corporate video podcasters. The Mopod video podcast includes videos of cool cars, decked out garages, car club events, and professional and grassroots racing action.
Yeah.
The site features what is described as raw footage of the Mopar Nation. It also features 6 categories, including racing, Mopar life, Mo rides, extreme, spotlight, and heritage, something of which I know nothing about.
Oh, and what's sitting in the parking lot right now that you drove in? The Mustang GT V8 doesn't count for anything?
Well, yeah, but...
Oh, it's not a Chrysler. I understand.
No, it's not.
Exactly. Fast Mac announces the internal Bluetooth upgrade. The new Bluetooth upgrade for Power Mac G5, G4, and iMac G4 are now available. A compatible plug-and-play Bluetooth from Fast Mac will add Bluetooth wireless connectivity between the customer's desktop computer and the assortment of Bluetooth-enabled personal digital assistants.
Cool. Hey, Dina, thank you so much. Arthur, thank you so much for letting us borrow your radio station today.
Hey, come, stop by more often, will you?
We need to, yes. There we go. Dina Orlando, the host of the Inside Mac Minute, and Art Morrison, program director and manager over at KNTS 1220 AM, KNTS.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Tom. I'm not in right now. In fact, I'll be out most of the day. I need to go to the computer repair shop. My Mac crashed big time. There I was working on the final version of the annual report when, boom, I crashed. I am so dead. No backup, no vacation, no job. Life sucks.
Hey, Tom, this is Rich, your neighbor. Sorry to hear about your computer crash. Too bad you weren't using Tech Tool Pro. It could have fixed your drive and recovered your files in a few minutes. Go check it out at www.micromat.com. So anyway, I'm calling about some crazy kid that just drove his car through your side fence. There's a 67 Chevy sitting at the bottom of your pool. Take care.
Informal. Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on. Call Scott now at 800-490-0058 or email us at radio@insidemac.com. Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by OSX FAQ. If you want all the cool technical and great information about the Macintosh, we got everything over there. Mac tips, tricks, Mac update stuff, news for Mac Minute, Apple developer information, you name it, it's all there. Check it out, osxfaq.com. Right now we're here with Royal Ferris from IMSI. These guys are the people that design very cool CAD software. And we're going to talk today about TurboCAD for the Mac, TurboCAD, Mac 3D, and CAD symbols. Royal, how are we doing?
Excellent.
So tell us, give me a little background about IMSI, and then you guys have some very cool software for the Macintosh. Tell us what's going on over there at IMSI.
Well, I think you know a little bit about my background. I've been in the web world for maybe the last 5 or 10 years, but I way back when, remember the old joke, you cut me, I bleed 6 colors, when the Apple logo used to actually be 6 colors. We did a package that was the 5th shrunk wrap package for the Macintosh in 1985 called ClickArt. And I'm sure some of your listeners will probably remember that. That went on to be one of the cornerstones of the whole desktop publishing revolution, which I think was really one of the early legs that gave Macintosh promise. We also had a product called Right Now, And my guess is probably some of your listeners will remember that as well. That was a product that was actually Steve Jobs started it at Apple way back in the 80s as a replacement for Mac Wright. Steve left the company the first time to go form Next. He actually brought that product, originally called Mac Author. They were looking for a publisher. My company at the time was a company called TeaMaker. I mean, Next chose us over people like Borland and Symantec to publish the product. As it turned out, great word processor. The Mac turned 20, and I'm sitting doing some email, and I get a notice that right now is voted one of the top 10 most insanely great products for the Macintosh during the 20th anniversary. So the reason why I go through all that history is one of the things that we love at IMSI Design, and that's the new name of the company, is we're really bringing a lot of that same passion and zeal, not just for software development, but also bringing it back to the Macintosh. I think what you'll find is that group that is existing and the group that we start assembling going forward will be very excited about the platform. So that gives you a little bit of a background of me. The company, TurboCAD, has been around as long as ClickArt and as long as right now. It truly is one of the leaders in the computer-aided design marketplace. We were just really excited to release our version to the Macintosh world. That company was part of, or I should say our division was part of, a larger company that wanted to change direction. And I think to the wisdom of management really wanted to focus on CAD-oriented. And so great news is that we were able to spin off the division, recapitalize the company, and now we get to focus totally on the computer-aided design market. So that kind of catches you up a little bit with what we've been doing. It's a couple-minute background, but it feels like we've been at it for a long, long time now.
Now here's a question for you. Has it made it easier for you guys to port stuff now to work on the Mac because now we're talking Intel binaries and you guys already have a lot of software for the, you know, the PC-based market? Is it going to be easier now to bring a lot of these other products you guys make to the Mac itself?
Yeah, we're always a little bit worried about those kind of universal transformation tools. It certainly will make it easier to answer your question. The real question is, will it make it acceptable? And so, you know, that's something that we're obviously going to evaluate real strongly. With our current versions, they are separate code bases. And we did that specifically, if you think about the CAD market. Rendering is probably the most CPU-intensive activity that goes on in all of software land. So you really want to make sure that you don't hurt performance in that kind of area. So our hope is that it makes it easier. Our expectations are we're still going to have to do a lot of special stuff for any platform that we participate on.
Sure. Now let's start off with TurboCAD, your main design CAD software for the Macintosh.
Right.
Tell us about that and how that compares to TurboCAD 3D and these other pieces that you guys actually have.
Yeah.
The differences between the regular TurboCAD, then you have TurboCAD 3 for the Mac, and then you have TurboCAD Professional. I think it's only on the PC. What's the difference in all this stuff?
Right. So the TurboCAD lineup that we have, and those folks that actually know the IMSI lineup, realize that we have a CAD entry in just about all the entry spots, you know, from $30, you know, all the way up to $895. With on the PC, the lineup, the flagship is really our TurboCAD Professional, and that retails for $895. We have something called TurboCAD Deluxe, and also something called TurboCAD Designer. Deluxe is about a $100 product, and Designer is a $30 product. Where we've entered in with the Macintosh is we've entered in with our TurboCAD 3D and our TurboCAD 2D product. 3D is about comparable to our Deluxe product on the PC side, and our 2D product is about comparable to our Designer product, and both of them support, as you can tell, support price points that are closer to those products as well.
How steep is a learning curve if you want to start doing CAD drawings? Let's say you want to draw some mechanical parts, you want to draw, you know, part of a house, a garage add-on, anything you could do that you would design something with, you know, doing drafting or CAD work. Is it a really steep learning curve, or is it the way the tools and this program is set up, it's easier to get into, or you still need to know, have a background about drafting and, you know, CAD work?
Well, ultimately, you're going to do something with the design. And so ultimately, you know, we don't want, if you're going to be milling your own parts, we don't want people around heavy equipment that aren't qualified. I'm kind of saying that a little bit tongue-in-cheek because, you know, that's kind of like you know, telling somebody, you know, as I understand it, there's now fuel with an octane rating at, you know, 110 or 120 that you could buy. And, you know, the question is, does a normal person really want to put that in their tank? Probably not. But those people that, you know, maybe go out and will go out on a track and race, they'll probably want that. So, you know, obviously our tools are for professionals, you know, people that have an inclination for this. One of the approaches that we've taken is, okay, so given the fact that somebody will have knowledge, it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll have deep domain knowledge, and that's why we actually come out with our product, on, you know, our 2D product on the Macintosh, really simple, simple to get started, simple to construct things, great graphical interface, and we've really been a pioneer in trying to make those type of things much more approachable. You know, one of the other leaders in the CAD market is Autodesk, which everybody knows with their product AutoCAD, and it's got a command line interface. So in many ways, we really are pushing the envelope, trying to at least take something that requires some domain experience and really trying to push, you know, okay, great, so you have your domain experience. That doesn't necessarily mean you need to get another degree in an application. So we try to make it as easy and as approachable.
No, it is cool, and I have used AutoCAD before, and it's extremely difficult with a really hard, steep learning curve.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it's also one of the great things about the Mac. You know, you can't, that's not an option.
Right.
You can't not do it right on the Macintosh.
Well, it'd be like getting a Mac and say, well, here's a terminal window, and that's it. Good luck.
Yeah. Cool. I remember in the old days, there was a lot of people who took the strategy, hey, this... Remember the other strategy that you throw new software on any new platform and you get a sales bump? And so, you know, you had all these DOS programs jumping over to the Macintosh and, you know, they were complete and utter failures. And companies, smart companies, would look around and say, well, why are they failures? And it was because, you know, we didn't know it at the time, but we were really building an alternative community, you know, a community that said, no, you know, you just can't port something over. You got to do it right. So go back and do it again.
Yeah. Definitely true. Ro, where can we find out more information on all the stuff you guys have? Because like I said, you got some great products for the Mac, and I know you guys are working on more stuff, and there's new versions coming out all the time. How would people find out more information? I think you actually have some demos too, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And also there's a whole bunch of specials on the website, and also since we're fortunate enough to have really great presence in the channel, you know, we always have specials going on with, you know, all the major retailers. But, you know, the first place to start is at our web address, www.imsidesign.com, www.imsidesign.com, and that'll take you to a couple other spots. You know, most notably, you can go to www.turbocad.com as well.
Hey, that's great stuff, Royal. Thanks so much for joining today. We want to have you back talking more in depth, and we're going to actually start playing with TurboCAD 2D and 3D because, you know, some of us here have a background in this stuff.
Excellent.
And just I want to play with it and talk about more because this is part of the market that really needs to be covered more. We need to talk about more about the design stuff because, you know, everything is designed. No matter where it's made, you got to design it somewhere, and this is great stuff. Royal, thank you so much for joining us today.
Totally appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Check them out, turbocad.com. This stuff is very, very cool. This stuff rocks on the Mac. Check it out, turbocad.com. We'll be right back.
If you think all batteries are the same, listen to this. When Bon Jovi goes on stage anywhere in the world, the battery that powers their wireless microphones is always a Duracell. So whether it's 50,000 fans or just you and your CD player, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepherd is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Show is brought to you by you, the listener of the Inside Mac Show. We love your feedback. We'd love to hear what you think. Anything you'd like to hear us talk about, see on Inside Mac TV. Anything that you would like to say, please drop us a line at radio@insidemac.com. We always like to get feedback and find out what's going on with our listener and make sure everybody's getting the coverage they want from the world of Macintosh. If there's a cool story you have, if you're using a Mac at work, if you're using TurboCAD at work, we want to know about it. We want to know what you're doing if you're using a Mac at your dentist's office, if you're a doctor. If you're using it for your radiology, cool stuff, drop us a line, radio@insidemac.com. So we had a pretty good show today. I think, you know, a nice broad coverage of all things Macintosh. In the first hour, we had our usual suspects of Philip Hodges doing the digital production Buzz News, Andy Shallett doing the Mac design out of the box sip that was very cool, Sam Levin with his cool Mac pick. Still got to check out that color wheel, dear. Would definitely like to see this PowerBook that costs 400 clams to have repainted like it's carbon fiber. So pretty cool. Interesting stuff. We need to check that out. We had Jeff Young on, the senior editor, information technology for the Chronicle of Higher Education. And we talked about this, and this has been in the news here all week, about Duke's added their own deal on iTunes now. And if you actually go to their website, if you go to chronicle.com/wiredcampus, check out this article on the Duke Business School deal, because there's an actual link in the story that takes you to a specific site within the iTunes Music Store for Duke. Other universities had the same type of deal. There's some cool content there. There's a lot of public speeches. If you're thinking about going to the Duke Business School or anything and you just want to see what these guys are doing with their podcast, maybe even just check out the quality of their production, you know, see what the high-end deal's doing, if it's that high-end or not. You don't know. Cool stuff, though. More video content for the iPod. You can check that out. Like I said, chronicle.com. We had Simon Hansen on for Mac Jams, talking about all the things those guys have got going over there. Pretty cool website. You know, they do hosting. If you're a musician and you're making music on your Macintosh, they'll host the files for you. That's pretty cool. So you can share them, let people listen, get your word out, you know, maybe sell a few CDs and have some fun. Great stuff over there. Like I said, you can check that out, macjams.com. We had Dina Orlando on, the new host of the Inside Mac Minute. This is a brand new podcast and radio show, actually. It's on broadcast radio. Brand new show about the Macintosh News. We're partnered with Stan Flax Mac Minute. Stan is the creator of Macintosh News on the web. Former owner of Mac Central, before that was bought by Mac Publishing, and now Stan has a website called Mac Minute. Partner published with Mac Minute. We do the Inside Mac Minute Daily. It's a news program that you would get if you're subscribed to the Inside Mac Radio program on iTunes. Daily, with all the cool stuff going on in the world of Macintosh, these range anywhere from 6 to 10 minutes, so it's a nice quick download every evening in your email box. We cover everything that goes on that day. So you'll get an update on iTunes later in the evening of everything that happened that day in the world of Macintosh. Anything that's important, you're going to get it. You know, we don't cover .6, .4, .4 software revs. But like I said, anything that's cool and happening, it's definitely there. So you can check it out at MacMinute.com, or you can go over to InsideMacRadio.com, or of course, just pop on over to iTunes and type in Inside Mac, or find it on one of the lists or whatever. Cool stuff there. And then we just had Royal Ferris on. He is from ISMI. These guys have been doing Mac stuff for years. Royal's been in this whole Mac deal prior to the pre-Mac stuff, all the way back to Apple II stuff. Very cool, and the TurboCAD deal is a very interesting product, and the price point's very cool. There's a couple other programs on the Mac for you know, professional CAD work. These guys do a great job, and it's pretty cool software, so you can look for more information on Inside Mac Radio here coming in the future, because we're going to do a couple reviews on the software and let you know how this stuff performs, because a couple guys here are you know, we're into the CAD deal and playing around with some other things, so that's pretty neat stuff there. You've been listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. I've been your host, Scott Shepard. I'd like to thank the sponsors of the Inside Mac Radio show, Micromat at micromat.com, DVDXDV at DVDXDV.com, MCE Technologies at, of course, MCETech.com, and our media partners of Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine at popphoto.com, American Photo at americanphoto.com, Creative Pro at creativepro.com, Mac Update at macupdate.com, the official printers of the Inside Mac Radio program, Printing for Less at printingforless.com, and the Digital Production Buzz of Philip Hodges at digitalproductionbuzz.com. I've been your host, Scott Chipper. We'll be back next week with more great stuff about your Macintosh.